last year, and GAO was expecting this uptick. Now, were they expecting the uptick of over, 300 more bid protests? It's hard to say, but GAO last year through Congress got extended jurisdiction over three main areas, task orders, so multiple award contracts under such things as networks, Alliant that GSA runs, even some of the big task orders, for instance, that maybe would come through an Army-only contract or a DHS Eagle contract. If they're worth more than $10 million, they are now protestable to GAO. This is the first time they've had this. And the reason why that Congress gave GAO this authority and agencies and vendors this ability is there are too many task orders were being seen as too big of a contract. They're kind of skirting the rules, and many people thought previously, and they say, okay, if we add this new ability, it can be more competition, more fair. The other one that was a big one, that was 139 filings of the 168 that were attributable to this new jurisdiction. A76 or public-private competitions, 16 filings, and the Transportation Security Administration used to be under the FAA's procurement rules, but last year, about mid-year, they moved under the Federal Acquisition Regulations or FAR rules, so therefore that they accounted for 13 filings. So 168 filings out of the 337 increase can be attributed to the expanded jurisdiction.
So they're still up a lot, and I noticed, too, that there's a big jump, almost a doubling, of the number of cases that are settled by alternative dispute resolution. What's behind that?
Now that was very interesting as well. I think what both agencies and vendors are seeing in many ways is, well, going through the whole process, going through the whole hearings can take months. GAO has 100 days to decide, and then it can continue along. If you can settle this in a matter of weeks, you maybe will get some relief, whether it's a reopening of the contract, maybe you just get some costs paid. Maybe there's a dozen different ways you could go, and I think agencies are seeing this and vendors are seeing this as a quicker way to resolve their problems as opposed to going through the more formal hearing process.
And so what about those cases that are either sustained or denied? Is there any change in the number of cases sustained?
Well, yes, that's a great point, because the number of cases sustained actually is down to 57. So GAO can do a couple things. They can decide a case on merit, and they did 315 of those. Now, of those 315, only 57 were sustained, some could say there's a lot of frivolous protests out there. People are protesting because they feel like they have nothing left to lose. They feel like, I got to get on this contract, so if there's some by chance, there's enough of a problem. Now, there's another argument that says, well, no one would ever submit a frivolous protest because it's bad for the relationship with the agency. It costs money. So there's two kind of schools of thoughts going on here, but the fact is the number sustained is down by 3 last year, but by almost 40 from 2007. So in the 40, 91 cases were sustained, and 57 in 2009.
Can you interpret that anyway? I mean, is that just the GAO trying to discourage the kind of maybe questionable bid protests?
Well, I think a couple of things that I would look into is with agent. The way things came out last year in terms of more companies were getting involved in the federal market because of the economy, so therefore when they have the ability to protest, they were protesting. Now, were they frivolous? That's hard to say. In the company's eyes, they weren't. In the agency's eyes, maybe they were. Maybe they felt like, we did everything by the book, and you're still complaining about our process. So it's hard to say. I think what you see here, though, is I don't think GAO can they're basing everything off fact, and I think that there's more companies involved in the federal market, so I think they're looking at the cases and saying, hey, this just doesn't hold water.
And when the GAO decides a case, there's a pretty interesting document that goes along with it. It's their reasoning and what it is the agency may have done wrong. Is there any attempt to capture all of that and feed it back to agencies to keep trying, at least, to improve their process for awarding contracts?
So what GAO does traditionally is they put out these numbers. This is required under the report to Congress. Back in there's a Competition and Contracting Act of 1984. So this report's been going out for 30 years now. But what they do is they put out acquisition best practices. They are meeting with agencies consistently. So I think that feedback doesn't necessarily come out in a specific report, but it does come back to the agencies And many times, as you said, there's a bunch of numbers on this chart that people can go find it on federalnewsradio.com. But basically, they talk about a rate where they don't go to a hearing, they don't have to go through the ADR, alternative dispute resolution process. There's some kind of relief given to the vendor from the agency. And I think through that bigger process, GAO is able to kind of talk about best practices and lessons learned.
We're talking this morning to Jason Miller, our executive editor, about the number of cases that contract protests that were realized by GAO in 2009, and there is an uptick in that number. You can see Jason's story at federalnewsradio.com. So what about 2010? We're just beginning to get into the year, but what do you think lies ahead this year?
Well, that's a great question. In many ways, I would say only things will only continue to go up. We've seen the number of bid protests consistently rise in 2007, 2008, and 2009. We had a small downtick in 2006 and a small downtick in 2005. But if you look back all the way to 2001, when they really started putting out this chart, they only had 1,146 bid protests. So we're up almost 800 bid protests in 8 years. So I think that number is only going to rise next year, and I think there will be more task orders that will be protested. I think there will be fewer A76 or public-private competition because this administration is not a big fan of that. And with the TSA, you know, protests, I think you may see that will add just another agency to the mix. So I would imagine 2010 will break 2,000 easily.
And, of course, there are probably a million contract actions every year, so the percentage that are protested are small. But, Jason, is there any average on the dollar value of the protested contracts? I mean, you just had one story the other day about a protest that was sustained. It was about a $500 million contract from TSA. Is it mostly the big ones that are protested?
They are, or the ones that are multiple awards, meaning 4, 5, 6, even 10 or more. I want to go back to one point. I think, Tom, you're absolutely correct saying that we're talking about less than 2,000 contracts protested and hundreds of thousands of contract actions each year. That's a point that David Drabkin over at GSA always loves to make. Listen, we do so many things right that the media, that the Congress, there's a lot of focus only on what we do wrong, and maybe that's not necessarily always fair. Now, going back to the other part of your answer, it's a lot of times people are protesting when they feel like they've been the incumbent and they feel like they've done a good job and there's somebody who doesn't like them and they're being pushed out the door for whatever reason. Or they feel like, if I don't get on this contract, I'm going to be shut out of this agency for 5 or 7 years and I can't have that. I can't lose this business or I can't not have this ability to go sell to DHS, to the Army, to Interior, to whomever. So I think those are the two big ones. I mean, you know, a contract that's, you know, $120,000 is likely not going to be protested because your lawyer's fees are going to be more than what the contract's worth. But like the TSA example, that's a $500 million contract. Unisys and General Dynamics have no, in many ways, feel like not only is TSA not meeting the rules under the FAR, but they feel like that's a big enough contract to make it worth their while to push forward, and they feel like they were wronged.